Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. And man, I'm going to tell you right now, I am so excited because tonight we're prepared for a really awesome night right here on the program. So
I want you guys to definitely keep it locked and loaded right here tonight. Tonight we're talking about why most songs never seem to make it into terrestrial radio. But before we go into the topic, we're going to go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform, blessing us with another day that we can discuss another hot topic that impacts this industry of music. Lord, as we quest to go further in this business, all we ask for is your blessings among every head and every ear that's tuned and locked into the show, that they will gain from it enough to make this their occupation and take care of their families and bless others as they come along in this industry. Tonight, guys, we're talking about why most songs never seem to make it into terrestrial radio. And before we go heavy into the topic tonight, I want to do something a little different because I was expecting a guest, and I'm just going to check in on that guest for a moment. So you guys, y'all stay with me. We'll be back in just a moment. Definitely keep it locked right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
Don't treat you right.
Show.
Tonight, my guest is Jill Tracy from the morning show of Hot 105. Jill, welcome to Hip Hop National.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am fabulous, thank you. And, you know, I'm also on Friday Night Live on Hot 105. It's a new show. We're bringing a morning show to late night, midnight to 4 a.m. on Fridays on Hot 105.
Awesome, man. So maybe we can, you know, probably help y'all promote that through Hip Hop National. So that'd be a great thing.
There you go.
Yeah. How you doing today, Jill? Tonight,
I am hustling like a boss right about now.
Yeah.
As we all have to do in this radio game.
Exactly. Well, I tell you like this, most of the artists, they keep it glued here because they get this information for free about this business of music. We help them, we teach them how to take their music from the studio to the bank. So we're pretty much a marketing firm to help them present a professional portfolio and from the industry inside circle of the music business. So industry professionals like yourself come in on various occasions to kind of teach them the game. And tonight we wanted to hit them with why most songs never seem to make it to terrestrial radio. I wanted your opening statement.
Well, you know, I'd honestly say it is promotion quality. I think a lot of times artists don't really do their due diligence when it comes to, you know, really vetting their song. They play it for, you know, their boys and their auntie and cousin and mama, and who all love it, but they don't play it for professionals or for objective people who are in the business and who have had, you know, some success in the business to really get an honest overview of the product before they put it out there. You know, it used to be said that, you know, you only get one shot. Well, it's true. I think Eminem said it in 8 Mile, you only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. So if you come out on your one shot with a product that you don't, you know, in your soul is not the best thing you could have possibly ever done, then, you know, you cheat yourself. And I think that's why a lot of, you know, I would say 85% of new music, you know, will never see the light of day.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to bring in my partner in the storm here. This is Raw Dog. Raw Dog, welcome to the show. Tell us where you're calling in from at, sir.
I'm calling in from Washington State. I'm up here by Seattle, Washington. And, you know, I heard what she had to say, and, you know, I've tried to tell young people that same thing. You only get one shot in this, and you need to take it in front of someone that's going to be a critic before you think that it's the best thing in the world. Let somebody else tell you. You know, let them tell you where it's got the flaws or it's lacking. You know, but you only get one shot when you come out there, you know, and you got to come out there hard. You got to come out there different, and it's got to be quality. So how are you going to know that if you're just, you know, sitting inside the box and admiring yourself? You're going to have to take it in front of people that know, that people that are in the industry that are going to be frank and truthful with you, you know. If it doesn't move them, it just doesn't move them.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Jill, I grew up actually listening to you throughout many of the years on radio. And I've seen the transition of radio change a lot, like today's in today's hip-hop. There's language today that was unaccepted 10, 15 years ago that seemed like it's more accepted today. Do you think language is a barrier when it comes to new music being coming into radio today, being that things have changed?
No, I don't think. I mean, I think that it is, I think there is just a level of craftiness that's not necessary today. But I don't think that that is necessarily the barrier. I mean, you know, I guess I would point to Kendrick Lamar. You know, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. I mean, that's one of the hottest records, you know, there is. And I don't think anybody would, you know, I think you can take it on its artistic merit. It's just a good song. You know, but on the other hand, you know, I don't really want to point out the ones that just really, you know, I don't think are of quality, but I don't think that that's it. I think that you know, the message and what you, and really being able to tell a story and really having something to say as opposed to, you know, just going with what you think is a trend and, you know, trying to figure out how many times you could put Twerk and Molly and, you know, my niggas in one song. Yeah, I think that's more the difference than just, you know, profanity. But that's just in and of itself a barrier. I mean, look at Jay-Z. I mean, you know, I mean, he is, if you take Jay-Z, you know, just on his lyrics and his use of profanity, I mean, he's got one foul mouth. But, you know.
Yes.
It's a great album. Magna Carta is a great album. You know?
Yes. Well, but my next question is, okay, so if language is not a barrier, how about finances? How about the ability to, you know, to have the cash cow to promote the record?
Well, you know, cash still rules everything around us. However, you know, creativity is and content is king. So
creativity and content is king.
It's king. I mean, you know, if not for that, Soulja Boy would have no career. I think that, you know, and then, you know, there's a bunch of people, you know, who came out with a ton of drug money whose names I can't even remember right now. So, you know, you can't always throw money at it and make it successful. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to be able to financially support your products, but at the same time, I mean, look at Macklemore. I mean, you know, they had $20 in a dream. And, you know, they created some amazing, you know, they tell a great story and they got amazing content.
Wow. Now, most people don't, you know, they aim and they quest to want to be on major radio. But is
right.
there a protocol to getting there? Do they come to you? And if
no.
you would, please state your position at the radio station that you've done, and give us a little background on your career a little bit, please. Before
well,
we go too
I mean,
far.
I started as a writer,
mm-hmm.
And the program director used to read my column, and so he asked me, "Had I ever thought about doing radio?" I was like, "Nope." How much paying? And it was double what I was making as a writer. So I was like, well, let's go. And I started in my first station, an AM station. And
was that
I came on the...
No, WRD?
No, WMBM when it was talk station.
Wow.
And I came on the air with Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet, on a station that 20 minutes before had been gospel. So,
that's funny.
I came out the gate like, who is this crazy
that's
woman?
Funny.
And that kind of set the tone, you know. And so, you know, what I discovered is that outside of a station, you know, it was a small station, so I could do a lot of interesting things. But if you want, you know, I want to make the jump to a bigger FM. You know, there are a lot more constraints. And so I was really lucky that a program director, Hector Hannibal, who had an illustrious career at WHUR in Washington and still continues to be a force in the industry, listened to my show, and I had a segment called the 411 that he really liked. And I would call publicists around the country and just, you know, kind of dish with them. And he enjoyed that, and so that, you know, my career kind of, you know, turned into that. And so that's really what I've done for the past, you know, 15 years in one, you know, inclination or another. It's changed, it's grown, it's, you know, I'm reinventing myself as it's now, you know, with it. But basically, just to be able to, I wanted to be able to talk. And I wanted to be able to share my ideas and thoughts because as a writer, you know, radio really killed my vibe. I mean, you know, as a DJ, you got, you know, 15 seconds to make a point. Okay, it's hard enough in 2 minutes, but you can't do nothing but 15 seconds to get out and call letters. So, it was not as fortuitous or financially successful a route as being, you know, a jock. However, it's given me great longevity and the ability to really stand out in a really crowded field of people who have long since been forgotten.
Mm. Okay. So, with that said, let's go into protocol. In the protocol, so you're not that.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, right. Oh, right. Oh yeah, because that's so far from my real house. Okay, and protocol, when it comes to getting a record played, we have absolutely no influence whatsoever. It really, honestly, nobody at the local level. Radio now, unfortunately, you know, it's a game, these corporations, you know, it's like four corporations that own every radio station in the country, and they have consultants who consult, you know, 20, 30, 120 radio stations. And they and the record companies and whatever deals they make really decide what 25 records, you know, will end up on your radio in heavy rotation. It's just that simple.
If you happen to be in a market that has, I'm sorry, go ahead. I actually want you to finish your thought, and then I'll come back in. Go ahead.
If you happen to be in a market with a program director who, you know, is creative instead of corporate, then you'll find stations that will take risks, and you'll find them breaking records. But it's so few and far between that, you know, that the way radio used to, you know, was shaped is, you know, that's a long gone memory of how you used to be able to go to a record station and, I mean, a radio station and give the jock your song and, you know, and he'd be wild about it and play. No, sir. He'll get fired today.
And yes. My question is, even if he's a big-name DJ, do he have any influence or any control? Like, let's just say, I know you work with Tom Joyner now, and let's say we gave somebody met Tom Joyner on the street and said, hey, man, you think maybe you could play my record? Do he have any freedom to do so?
Have you ever heard an independent record on Tom Joyner's show?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I have not. I'm just saying a big name. A big name, for example, I'll say, let's say a Khaled.
DJ Khaled?
Yeah.
Well, see, Khaled's going to sign the artist before he puts it on the radio.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
So, you know, yeah, it's, I mean, you know, I will tell you, one, I mean, between, you know, me, you, and Jesus and the rest of the people that are listening to us, the only person who tried that was Michael Bacon.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. And you see, and you know, I don't know where he is right now. He's in Mingle City someplace.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a no-no, period, in radio. Now, then what's the protocol?
Let me say something. It's so bad that I wanted to play. I'm lucky. I'm really blessed that I have James T. Behind me. James T. has been, you know, he is a legend in radio, and he has been number one in whatever time slot he was ever in for the past 40 years. So he gives me some leeway. But I tried out a new music bed from a local artist and got flagged on it. So there you go.
Really? Wow.
Okay.
You're just testing the water, huh?
Okay. I mean, it's a band. It's like I'm talking over it, for God's sake.
No, that's cool, though. That's cool.
Yeah.
They should allow that. I would think they would allow that. Seriously, but.
You would think.
I would think that. Okay. Wow. So. Now, let's go to protocol again. So how is the path to getting to terrestrial radio?
Well, you know, Michael Jackson said it best. He's on down the road and find the Wizard of Oz. You know. With you have the courage to get this record on the radio station. I mean, really, it is. I mean, those consultants I really like the Wizard of Oz. I mean, they're the ones that get records on. And, you know, I could name the number of them that I've actually met in person.
So it is a true statement. It's a who's who type of business. Who you know.
Totally.
Okay.
I mean, on this level, you know, and that's why internet is important. I mean, even at like Sirius. Okay, my dogs are really about to cut up. forgive me.
We probably want to hear them sing. They probably go woo woo woo.
But you know, at this level, you know, I mean, I'm on the number one station in the market, in the number 11 market. Okay, hold on. Sorry. You know, at this level, that's what it is. That's all it is. But, you know, sometimes on Sirius, you know, I've heard stories that people are able to get, you know, songs on. And I know definitely on shows like yours, you know, and a lot of online, and, you know, online radio programming, you know, you can get on and with the right, you know, like I said, creativity, you can make some noise and, you know, attract those creative people who, you know, are looking for what's new.
Right on. You got a question?
You know, I heard her say the wizard, and I started thinking about you. And then I go, okay, she's absolutely telling the truth. I mean, you know, the funny part about it is that, you know, you have to know someone that knows somebody. And then you've got to come with something that it's extraordinary. You know, it's not the norm that you hear the people doing in their back rooms and think it's great. I mean, it's a production that takes time, and you know, it actually takes the professional, the artist that has something to show, a John Legend, it's creativity. And it's the depth of creativity that's going to get you looked at, you know. And I can't blame terrestrial radio stations for not playing a lot of the new artists because they have no idea that they don't stand up to the record played by, you know, Wiz Khalifa or, you know, it's strange, you know. Just like she mentioned Macklemore, you know, I used to bring him up, being from Washington State, and I tried to figure out how did he get out there, you know, and then I realized that he picked up different groups in what he was, his messages and his songs, you know, and he got that motivation behind him, you know, so, you know, he did a song like the Village People. And the gay movement picked up on his song. So, and they're a very large group. And how many different artists do you hear coming out trying to appeal to different individual groups that have money? I mean, they have it. So it was pure genius that motivated him to a spotlight that got him on the charts and made him money so he could promote even further, you know, so. Hey, I hear what she's saying, you know, and I appreciate it because the truth, they won't believe it from you and I, Poetic, but they'll definitely believe it from her.
All right, we appreciate that. It is that point in the show that we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. You're getting it right here, so make sure you keep it where you got it, right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Like I said, tonight, my guest is Jill Tracy from Hot 105. And so y'all stay with us. We'll be back.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identities, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on home, radio commercial production, TV commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
And we're back. Why most songs never seem to make it to radio, terrestrial radio. We can talk about this pretty much all night. But definitely, let's go back and to Jill Tracy. And we're going to say, Jill, you say earlier we was talking about the quality of a song. When you said the quality, are you referring to production?
Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, production, the content, the lyrics, the writing, you know, the vocals, the skill of the, you know, the artist. I mean, all of that, all the things that go into a great body of work, you know. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of, you know, I mean, it's just so much stuff out there that, you know, and I'm sure that Rug Dog will share. Will share that, you know, you listen to it and you just go, you know, 30 seconds in and you are turning it off. It's like, were you serious when you did this? And did you really think, you know, where did you think this was going to get played? It just, you know, and you hate to have to break it down to people like that, but it just really is true. Sometimes they just, you just wonder what they were thinking. You know, I can't tell you how many. And then you get a lot of products sometimes that they just don't, the other day I was at an event, I hosted an event, a girl sang, she was fantastic, she had her CDs, you know, and she gave them, was giving them out to the crowd. I got one, I got home, I looked at it, and just her name was on it. No contact information, I wouldn't know where to find this girl. You know, and so a lot of times, you know, and stuff like that. And I mean, I liked her, but I'm not going to go hunt her down. I'm not, you know, I'm not looking to, you know, produce her career. So, you know, a lot of, it's so much that goes into being prepared and, you know, and producing a good product.
Okay. How about the, I mean, let's just take it back a few years ago when you kind of had a little, let's go way back just for a second. When you had a little chance to actually you work with a song and you get ready to play it, and then the lead time in had so much space in between, do you recall those days where it had, when the artist would give you something and you got a lead time in it, right in front of the song, you don't know when the song is going to begin. You had to cue. You had to go listen to it before you get
to it. Oh, Lord, yeah. Well,
remember those days?
Yeah. I mean, most of that stuff just never made it.
It really would make it nowhere.
From the time somebody would give you a tape to the time they actually got it produced and out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, I am talking that, speaking that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I can't see how many people lose right there. They go into the studio, you know, they spend $500 and go in the studio and then, you know, print up 100 CDs. And then they, you know, put it out there and say, okay, what do you think? And then you say, yeah, well, I think A, B, C, and D. You know, when you get it together, come back. 2 years later, they come back with the same song. Oh, hey. Yeah. It's like, that was great 2 years ago. Now you need to come up with something else.
You got to step up your game to today's time. So I totally agree.
And it's not a hobby. You know, you have to have the commitment, and you have to be in it to win it. You got, you know, once you, just like Wild Dog said, once you put it out there, you got to be ready to run. You know, you got to be ready to go. That you know, you lived, breathed, and slept and ate this for the past, you know, however long it took you to create it. And when you put it in somebody's hands, you got to be ready to go. If they say, oh, I love this, you can't, let me get back to you on that. No. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. We got a caller been waiting patiently. 623-210, please state your name where you're calling in from.
Yes, my name is Stephen Henry, a.k.a. Captain Forge.
Captain Forge, you got a question, statement?
No, I just want to just briefly say something real quick. I'm not going to take up a lot of time, but I would just like to say that I've been enjoying the conversation, and I've been learning some tips on how to present myself and to be prepared and so forth. But I like that kind of approach that she mentioned about Michael Jackson, the ease on down the road approach. And I've been easing down the road for quite some time. And I'm very glad to have met Poetic and Raw Dog. And they've been giving me some pointers on things about my music as well. But I just like to state that I've been enjoying myself. And I'm going to keep on easing down the road as I go on this journey of music and writing and so forth. And I'm glad to have known Poetic and Raw Dog, and I've been enjoying the ladies' approach on music, and I've been learning some things and point of views from pointers from her as well. And I would just like to say I love the station, the hip hop radio station, and I'm just going to keep on easing down the road.
Yeah, we're going to tell you like this, Captain Poetry. When you get that $1 million check, remember, he's on some of that down to the road to our pocket, right? Right there?
Yes. I definitely will do that. I promise you that. And of course, I'm saying that on national air, not only on national air.
Yeah, I heard that. That's a commitment.
But that's a commitment, yes. And the Lord, and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ heard me as well. So I will definitely do that.
All right.
Bless awesome. You, my brother. And one of our other loyal listeners, Quinn. Quinn, I'm just going to open up your mic. Quinn, you have any questions for our guest tonight? This is radio,
but,
bro. To the terrestrial mainstream. I know you got some questions.
Well, you know, I don't have too many questions, you know, to say that, you know, what she, you know, I really agree with what she has been saying, you know what I mean? And that is true. You know, ordinarily get a record played on the radio, you got to know somebody. You know what I mean? That's just actually true. You know what I mean? It's a difference between, you know, signing people, but, you know, and getting a record play on the radio, you know, you do that. You got to know somebody. You know what I mean? But hey, and to then, you know, I agree with her. I agree with everything she's saying. You know, I'm actually behind her 100%.
All right, thank you. Stay with us, Quinn. If you guys are listening in by telephone, I'm gonna say by your computer or through the internet, call in at 213-559-2995 if you have a question for our guest or our host on the station tonight. Definitely, like I said, tonight we're talking about why most songs never seem to make it to terrestrial radio. And we've already got some of the nuts and bolts to why not. Now, let's just say, I wanted to ask you this, Jill. How much does advertisement come into play or influence of influencing a relationship with the powers that be at a radio station?
Okay, well, let's see. How can I say this diplomatically?
yeah, be diplomatic.
You know that old phrase, money talks and boo. You
there
know,
you go. Thank you, Raw Dog. There you go. you know, that there is nothing... There is nothing more powerful than the almighty dollar. You know, and that dollar comes in many forms. You know, it comes in trips and cars and girls and liquor. It comes in, you know, backstage passes and, you know, houses for the weekend, and it comes a lot of ways. So, all of that said, you know, it just depends on the integrity of who you're dealing with. But what I will tell you is that, you know, that will only get you so far in the game. It might get you in. It might get the doors open. But it will not keep you in the game.
Okay. Okay. That's a good thing to know. What's really really going to keep you in the game is how polished your act is.
How committed you are to your craft, and how great your talent is, and how strong your heart is devoted to what you're doing. That is, those honestly are really the only things that will keep you in the game.
Right.
Okay.
Put on your big boy
pants. I'm sure
Rob
can agree as well. That money, man, money comes and goes so quick. One day, you know, one day you got, you know, $40,000 on your mattress. The next day, you know, you checking your phone to make sure it's still on. You know what I'm saying? It is just the nature of this business. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, those of us who have comebacks, because, you know, I got fired at the top of my game. I was number one in the market on the number one show, had just been voted, you know, top, you know, radio personality in South Florida. And my program director came in one day, you know, coked up out of his mind and, you know, had just got his nails done and said his nails, he liked the way his nail tech voice found it and fired me and hired her. Okay. That
hey,
is a
no,
true
look,
story.
Look, don't go giving out everything. I don't want you to be pointing your finger at me later.
No. Wait a minute. But what I see, I just told you that authenticity will keep you, that'll get you far, but it won't keep you in the game. And neither one of them, my program director or her, are still in the game. But I am.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you know what the lesson is behind that party.
Oh, wait a minute. I just lost you guys. Hang on.
Okay.
I lost you. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
I just told Poetic. I said, you know what the lesson behind that is. I will not do his nails anymore.
There you go.
Well, No, I won't.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know.
Well,
it,
you seem like a really dynamic personality. What and the thing it is, you're on major radio. If it's a who type of business, if people got to know you, do that bring them closer to a relationship to a radio, or is it a bigger empire that they have to go to, as in protocol, to get their thing even on the local? Because I know some stations give you local love, and they'll play your music for a certain time in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, because I know at one time I think even Hot 105 was doing it.
Oh yeah, I mean there was a time, you know,
it
just in fun. You know, and since I've been on the radio, but a lot of that was before. And what you're talking about is when, you know, Emmis still owned, you know, EDR, and before, you know, Cox owned, you know, every other radio station in the country. It just, the game changed when, with that consolidation, and, you know, when they allowed radio stations to own, you know, more than, what was it, three? I think you could only own three.
Back
and when
then
that
or
changed,
now?
That was then.
Then, yeah.
And when they
yeah.
changed that, there was, you know, like deregulation, that a station can own, you know, I mean, as many as you can buy. Basically.
Yeah.
So now,
now you can buy as many as you can buy? Okay. Okay.
And so now the game has changed. You can't, and the same is true in television, you know, you can't, if you have a job at one of these major stations, you know, a Cox, a Clear Channel, a, you know, a Sirius, you are not taking the chance of pissing anybody off, because any market you go to, you're going to see them same faces again. Because it's the same, you know, whatever, you know, Hot Urban, they're not, what Cox owns of my format. They own 9 stations in the Southeast. Cox owns 122 stations nationwide. You know what I'm saying? It's just not like it used to be, where you had all these independent owners, and you might run up. I mean, unless you want to go to Fort Pierce, you know. I mean, because, you know, I joke about it, but, you know, the Flame, it's a radio station in Fort Pierce. But I tell you, they have some dynamic programming. That station rocks. But, you know, it's because, you know, they can do that. They got a program director who, you know, sits right there, and he's been in the, that who loves music, you know, and he's right there in the market, and you could do that. And yeah, that's one of those stations where you could walk in and say, I got Hot Record, and he can put it on.
Okay,
you
is
know?
It because is he an independent from the main?
Yeah.
So he's an independent.
Yeah, the Flame is independently owned. You know, still family owned. I mean, there are a few of them left.
Okay.
You know, not many,
okay.
But it's a few.
Okay.
But yeah.
Now, can I ask you something? How much does the industry, the music industry, have an influence on major terrestrial radio? Because it's like the only ones you're gonna hear is that top 25, and other than that, you really ain't gonna hear no much more.
No. So you just answered your own question.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it like that.
There you go.
Okay. Just to let you know, my job here at Hip Hop Nation is to investigate as much as I can about this industry. So I can teach them how to take their music from the studio to the bank through.
I mean, the best, you know, I guess if you, you know, the best advice, you know, that I would give would be to just, you know, like really hone your craft and, you know, and really use the internet to your advantage. I mean, it is, you know, the field is wide open in a way that it never was before. You know, you couldn't, I mean, I can't even imagine what I would have done you know, in the 90s, had I had Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Jesus. I mean, you can, if that, if we had that technology, you know, we thought we was doing something with a two-way pager. You know, you could connect, yeah, you could beam across the room, you know, and hook up with Queen Latifah in the club. I mean, you know, we thought we was doing something. If we had had that technology, then when we had the freedom to be able to kind of move and flow differently, then radio, I'm speaking now of personalities, people, who, the talent in radio would have been able to maximize our creativity and our role in developing music. But that period was missed. And then when the corporations started to come in and buy, what started happening was, you know, when we did start learning about websites and stuff like that, and you could kind of go outside and do your own thing, you know, they started shutting us down. Like, you get on the air talking about, you know, go to my website, JillTracy.com, if you want to. It was being shut off. Okay. And, I mean, you know, it happened to me, you know, and then you had to run it through. You know, you had to say, no, you know, go to Hot 105. Well, that was, I was at 99 Jams then. So you had to say, you know, go to 99jams.com, which, you know, further took away your power as a talent and of having influence. And, I mean, because you think about some of the great radio personalities, you know, of back in the day. I mean, they were, you're right. You could go in the radio station and, you know, give Donnie Simpson your record, and your record can get on the radio. You know, not anymore.
Not today.
We missed that. Yeah.
Well, I want to ask one question, because I want you with terrestrial radio to tell all these young people what happens when they send their product to the station. Does anybody listen to it? Or do,
no.
Are they just disposed of?
They're just disposed of. I mean, I'm to, you know, keep it real.
Wait,
unless
no, you
somebody
be honest
walks
with
it in. Again, unless you are talking, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, you got to do your research. You got to go on Google and know who you're talking to. So if you are, my best advice on that is if you want to pitch a radio station, say you want to pitch, you want to pitch 99 Jams. You've got to know the program director, Derek Baker. Who is he? Google him. Where'd he come from? How'd he get there? What'd he do? Derek Baker started as an intern at 99 Jams and, you know, kind of made his way up. He's a corporate boy. So, you know, you got to do your research and know who you're sending it to. And then come up with creative ways to get it on his desk, you know. And then, if you know somebody who knows somebody, walk it through. I am not opposed to gimmicks, schemes, deliver a pizza, open it up and your paper's in the box, deliver, give him a cake and a gift, and it's your CD. You've got to do things to move yourself to get on his desk. Otherwise, yeah, no. If you just put it on the envelope, it will never see the light of day.
Jill, let's say we get it there. And we get it in the hands of a Derek Baker. We get it into those hands. Still, mm-hmm. if the powers that be above him say no, it's a no deal.
But see, here's the thing: if you get it in his hand and he likes it, okay. Mm-hmm. Case in point, I will tell you. I can't think of the guy's name right now, but Big Man Kelly. Two mixes on our station on Rick Parry's show.
Mm-hmm.
He got somebody brought him a tape of the club. A hip hop Christian rapper. His name is escaping me. Forgive me. And you know, went in the booth and gave it to Kelly. Kelly happened to keep it, listened to it on his way home. Kelly he really liked it. He brought it, played it for James, me and James. I then went on YouTube and saw the video. It's like, wow, this is really hot. Then James told Kelly, you should take it downstairs to Maestro. Maestro is promotions director at 99 Jams, who has developed a lot of all the faves, a lot of those R&B groups that have come out of Miami. Maestro had a hand in. Took it down there. One thing led to another, and the guy ended up on our we do this big concert called Jazz in the Garden, and he ended up opening the show on Sunday.
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying? It may not get on the radio, but he opened up.
That's,
one of the biggest concerts.
That's very important what you just said.
Yeah.
Is very, very important. It may not get on the radio, but boom, he got a gig.
He got a gig. Yeah.
And that's an awesome thing what you just said. See, most of the young artists today, they're looking for that microwave instant way to fame.
Yeah.
Well, hey, this thing is about making music and making money. And if you can make you some money and then build a relationship, you might get you open there and then you open up somewhere else. Who knows where it may lead.
Right.
So
exactly.
Anyway, we got some callers on the line anxiously waiting. I'm going to go to 404-399. Please state your name, where you're calling in from, and do you have a statement or question?
This is Eric Bindross. How you doing there, Poetic?
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
From, very well, very
Eric
well.
Eric Bindross, that sounds familiar.
You should, Jill.
Because
you
sent me.
Today?
Okay, now I listened to your tape. I listened to it.
You did?
Yes, I listened to it. And I wrote you back, and I emailed you back, and I was like, yeah, this needs some work. And I never heard from you again.
I wrote you back. I was going to say the same thing about you. You never wrote me back. I
okay,
moved on
now,
to something else.
Hey, let's mend that relationship and grow from there.
Grow from there.
You should have sent her a present with it.
I do more than music. I'm an actor and writer and all that good stuff. And actually wanted to, we've been actually talking with Poetic about this cause and, you know, this worthy cause and issue that we have, this national epidemic, domestic violence. We have this stage play that features Ann Nesby and folks like Jamie Foxx and Ron Isley on select dates. And we're actually coming to Miami. So this is another opportunity for actors and singers alike. You know, I know we're talking about radio airplay, but definitely want to put that out there. This is another opportunity.
Well, email me.
Okay. You going to get back
to
me?
No, I remember
right?
That. I emailed you. I did. I listened to it and I emailed
you
back.
Nothing over the air, guys. No information over there, please. You know
No. He has it. Okay. He got my email.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. And Ms. Jill Tracy gave me some constructive criticism, and I really appreciate that. But as I said, my focus right now is more on, I'm going to be an actor in the play, but I'm also playing a role as administrator. This is a Milky Way Productions stage play, and it's a national touring production. So we have dates that's November 8th and 9th. Miami. And we're adding dates too as well.
Awesome.
Just wanted to give a shout out.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. And I'm a fan of yours too from back when you did that video with Trick Daddy.
Okay. Which always seems to pop up.
Oh,
that's funny. I saw him recently too.
I'm gonna open up the line to another caller as well, because they may have a statement or question. So, 678, welcome to Hip Hop National. Please state your name, where you're calling in from, and do you have a statement or question?
Yes, this is Dominique from Atlanta.
Dominique, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing just fine, man.
Cool.
Been listening to the show?
Yeah, I've been listening to the show, had to get caught up in the air things, just getting caught up hearing what everybody is talking about, and the topic's a real great topic. And one of the things I would say about the topic is some of these artists being real just don't make good music. I mean, they just throw together a track and just submit it and think and then get mad it doesn't get played. And the second thing that gets a lot of these artists in trouble, you use a beat that's a commercial beat that you haven't gotten permission or the copyrights for. You try to submit this. Then it gets played. The next thing you know, you're getting a letter from these big record labels lawyers telling you to cease and desist, or in some cases, they're coming after you for royalties for using that unauthorized beat or that unauthorized hook. It's all about today, quality over quantity. I've seen artists up here in Atlanta, you got a mixtape coming out every 3 months with 20 tracks, and all the tracks, and the tracks are not really good. I mean, take your time. I remember you spent a year in the studio to come up with 10 good tracks that they keep making all these mixtapes that are going nowhere, then you're getting fed up, say, I got 60 singles out here, but you've only been doing music for 6 months. Nobody's going to take you seriously.
Right.
Wow. Thank you, Dominique, for coming in with that. Definitely, when we come back from the break in just a moment, we definitely want to, I actually want to touch notes into that. As far as the copyright and the copyright registration, and you know what kind of laws could that affect the longevity or the life if you do get it started and then they find out later that it hadn't been registered? Would they just pull it from radio? When we come back, we'll be talking about that. Y'all stay with us. It's more on the other side. We got Jill Tracy on deck. We just brought in Eric Bendros, and we got Dominique that came in, and my brother Raw Dog right here in the storm with me. Why most songs never seem to make it to terrestrial radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
All Ready Gear is the place where your image matters. We handle all promotional needs that you could have in mind. We are so much more than T-shirts. We do business cards, pad folios, pins, and more. In fact, whatever you can put your name on, we do. Give us a call at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180. Tell them HHNR told you to give them a call. Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. Why most songs never seem to make it into terrestrial radio, my guest tonight is Jill Tracy from Hot 105. And Jill, I know your time is running short, so we're going to go ahead and be brief with this question. If the song was to take legs, okay, and just like Dominique came in and said a few minutes ago, the song is not properly registered, will the song be pulled from the from radio? If
That is an interesting question, and that's, you know, that's not quite my wheelhouse either. I don't think that it can get played on our station, because there's everything is digital now, and they, ASCAP, all the music publishing companies have, like, for lack of a better word, tracking devices on everything that's on played on the air. So I don't know that it even makes it past, you know, all of those, the hoops it's got to jump through to get on, you know, if it's not properly, copywritten, and, you know, the publishing is not right and then accounted for.
Yeah, because I would think because the radio would know, they keep a log of everything that they have to play, right? You kind of got
to
play.
Oh, yeah, they have to, yeah.
So that definitely, if the song is not, because I noticed now in the digital age, even Come Crusher Stereo, it's got the encode of who the artist is, the name of the song, and stuff like that. So, definitely, I would think so. Let's bring in Dominic. Dominic, you brought that question up. What's your knowledge behind it?
Well, I remember back in 2002, the artist Truth Hurts, when she came out, and she made this hot track. I think it was called A Death of a Contagion. I forgot the name of the song. It was the song of the summer, and they had a hook by an Indian woman in the background. And once they found out that hook was in there, she got sued. They stopped producing the album. You never heard nothing else about Truth Hurts ever. I'm coming back out. You see her on these little independent media interviews. Said, "Well, I got a new project I'm working on," but she's been saying that for 5 years. So once you got known for that, and Rakim, who was a professional that took her under his wing at the time, it gave him a black eye. I was like, "Dude, you should know better. You've been in the business." So yeah, they can kind of come back and hurt you.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that vaguely. I do remember that, because that album was hot.
It was.
Yeah.
And it's tough to find. If you look for that album right now, unless you go on eBay, you're not gonna find it for sale.
Yeah, that's gonna make me go in my archives, because I think I still have that. Oh, funny. I'm sure I still have that.
Yeah. Eric, you got any? Anything to add or take away from that?
Well, I mean, radio is tough, and then now with the advent of internet radio, I think, as Jill said previously, the things that exist now, if we had them back then, it's an amazing outlet, you know, internet radio. But I believe there still is a place for, your local radio stations in this game, in this this industry. It's become saturated now, and the quality of music it really varies. You got
artists, even FM today, FM and AM, they tying into internet radio today as well, right, Jim?
Yeah.
What? Oh yeah. I mean, you can hear everything on Hot on the Hot105FM.com, and then we have like 12 HD channels. So, it's just endless, the number of places where you can, get music. Now, another thing I did want to mention about airplay is that, Pandora and Spotify and those music services, they play a lot of indies. And I think a lot of people miss pitching them sometimes. I know I have a friend out of Philly named Esnabi, and she became a friend because she her manager advertised on Radio Facts. I think you briefly talked about advertising a little while ago, but he advertised her single on Radio Facts, and I clicked through the button, and I listened to the song, and I loved it. I was like, oh, my God. And at the time, I was doing an internet show as well, so I called them up, and I had her on the show, and, you know, to this day.
Artists taking advantage of what's available for them as they should.
No, I don't think, I think they miss a lot of that because she's one, you will never hear her, I mean, to this day, you know, I've never heard her on Hot 105 and had no influence on being able to get her on. However, I do see her videos on VH1 Classic and on whatever that video show is on TV1, and I hear her on Spotify and on Pandora.
There's also Django, too.
There's also Hip Hop National, guys. Just to let you guys know, Hip Hop National support the unsigned community, and we show y'all love. I'm going to throw that out there as a plug.
Okay.
Don't forget that. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. And look, we build relationships between you. We're the bridge between the industry, the artists, and the listeners. See how we got Jill Tracy on? She's giving you powerful knowledge. Take advantage of the platform. Okay. Anyway, I just thought I'd put that plug out there. Anyway, we got one more caller with a hand up. Quinn?
Yeah, what's going on, brother?
What's up? Is this Quinn or John?
No, this is Quinn.
Okay. Quinn, did you have a question? Because it seemed like you put your hand up.
Yeah, I got a question. You know, the last time we was on the show, we were talking about the 360 deal. So one thing is that the record most, you know, most of you say the record labels got control most of it in everything. So that's just like the 360 deal, right? You know, if the record label, you know, what I'm trying to say, if the record label got control over everything, so that's like, you know, most people, you know, can't get a record, you know, on the main screen with the 360 deal, right?
Wait, okay. I think this is what you're trying to say. You're saying that if, because of the, with the 360 deal, and if the record companies have control of everything, they got control of the radio stations, meaning terrestrial radio. And if you don't sign a 360, you can't get on mainstream radio. Is that what you're trying to say, Quinn?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. I'm not clear if that's the case. What you say, Jill? Are you familiar with that 360
okay.
deal?
Yeah, I was. I don't know. What is a 360 deal?
A 360 deal is when, okay, at one time, the record companies used to get their money, all of their proceeds, basically off of record sales.
Mm-hmm.
But with that plummeting over the years, they saw that they were responsible for many of the careers of some of the entertainers today. And those entertainers got show money, they got endorsement deals, and they got They went into branding themselves and get clothing lines and stuff like that, but
right.
they were not to get any. They didn't get anything, but yet they were responsible for launching the career. So the record companies, the big record labels, came up with the idea of, you know what, we launched their careers. We're gonna take a piece of the pie on everything, and going forward. And if we're gonna sign anybody and put our money behind them and give them a lump sum of our money, we're gonna get a better return on our money. Basically,
okay.
Basically,
we're going to, in other words, we're going to reinstitute slavery. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I mean, just they already get their money. When they sell the records, they got their money. I mean, hello.
Yeah.
But, okay, go ahead.
All right, no, I'm done. So, and in closing, because I know you know your time is short. I want to definitely make sure I got everybody. I got questions from everybody around on the panel. Did you guys get your questions answered tonight? Did you hear some things that that was valuable to you that you can take into your head and say, hey, I can use that. And if anybody want to, they can call in right now, 213-559-2995. Raise your hand by pressing number one if you have a question. Right now, Jill is getting ready to exit. Jill, if there was any advice that you wanted to do and give our listening audience in closing, what would it be based on tonight's topic?
I think probably it would really just be that if you know, if you are really following your heart and being in the music industry, you know, I would do whatever it takes to focus. And like Raw Dog and I said in the beginning, you know, really do never let time be. Hey. Never let time be, you know, your decision maker. You know, it may take you a year. It may take you seven. But when you put out that product that works, it doesn't matter how long. You know what I'm saying? Time becomes irrelevant when you hit. I think people get so caught up in, you know, oh, I did this, and I just want, you know, I got to get it out right now, and, you know, this record is so on trend. You know, everybody's talking about Molly, and I got Molly in my record, so I need to get it out right now. And it really is just not about all of that. It's about being authentic and really speaking your truth. I mean, you know, let's call a spade a spade. For, you know, for as much as heralded as Frank Ocean is, he is a magnificent songwriter, and he's a good producer. He's not such a great rapper. However, his story and the fact that he was able to be so authentic and open himself up completely is what endeared him to everybody. You know, so the talent was there. It's like people will let you, Michael Jackson said that. Once that if you do one thing amazingly, people will let you do anything else. It's true.
You say, well, you let this beat go for $5,500. I got to give you $5,500 for that beat. And you got to sign, you got to give me the right to that beat. You can't just buy the beat, and you can't give you the right. You
got to
eat
the
right
food. Are we having two
conversations?
Wait a minute.
That
sounds like, okay. Something. Yes.
Let me say this. It caught me up on it because I was hearing money. I'm talking about it. They offered
like,
me money.
I wasn't talking about paying for no bitch.
Yeah. But you know what? I've really appreciated you, Jill, because I've told these young artists the same thing, and they didn't listen. And so if hearing it, you gave it to them so good and so well, I thought I was talking. Because reality is what they have to look at. And this is not an easy industry. There's no, you know, you said the wizard. Well, the only one that I've known that came close is Poetic, you know. But other than that, it's hard to find someone that's going to give you the truth in this industry.
Yeah.
You know, both sides of it, you know. And generally they just want your money. So,
yeah.
You know, I appreciate you. And,
you know, I hope that you'll be able to come back again. You are great, you know, and Poetic was just like a little kid. He said, she's coming on tonight, she's coming on tonight. So you made his day.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I enjoyed it. I've been very, very blessed, you know, to have people who, you know, helped show me the way. You know, and continue to. And so, you know, I'll never forget. Iyama Van Zandt was my life coach. I did a reality show, and she was my life coach. And she did change my life. And
you were on that show?
I was on a show she did right before that called Starting Over.
Oh, okay, okay.
And our show was about six women who move into a house who are starting their lives over. And that's when I got fired. The whole story about the nail tech?
Yeah.
Okay, when I got fired from that and I didn't work again for 2 years, you know, and I lost everything and I was, you know, I was doing books for somebody. And I was driving to work, and I was listening to NBC in my car, and there was this show about these, you know, women who are starting over their lives, and the young
fans
are one of the six women
six.
Moving to a house who
Can
are
I
starting their
was
lives
it, was
over.
Was it six black women?
No.
Women.
Oh, yeah, we were all.
Only reason why I asked that because I've seen a show with her hosting it, doing that. And then
that's her new show on Oprah's Network.
Oh, okay, okay.
That
okay.
was with the six black girls.
Okay,
no,
yeah,
this,
yeah, yeah.
You know, I hate to say it, but Google it. It's on YouTube. It was called Starting Over. And it was a reality show. It was like Real World. It was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And she was my coach after that whole thing happened. You know, because I didn't, honestly, I mean, I had spent all this time, you know, becoming a professional in this game, and I was number one, I was at the top of the game, and I got fired and replaced by a nail tech, and I could not get it back together. I just, it was like, what do you do with that? You know, and it just was so, it was horrible. But anyway, so I went on the show, and Yama, you know, she fixed my life. And at the end of the show, I told her, I was like, I don't know what I can ever, ever do to thank you. And she said to me, you can help somebody else. And so after that, you know, I realized, I mean, that whole experience just taught me that I don't care what it is. You know, as long as you give, there's always more. You will always have abundance. Because the stronger she made me, then I can then go out and make someone else stronger. And so on and so on and so on. And so if that's all we do as people, then, you know, we've done what we're supposed to.
I can tell you like this, Jill. I reached out to you. You of all people, open up with open arms with me and say, hey, let's do it. I mean, honestly,
yep.
I was really impressed with your response. I've dealt with other personalities. I don't want to name them at the moment, but I've reached out to them because really this program is beyond me. So I step outside of my box. Normally, if you really knew me, you would know that I'm kind of a bashful, shy type of guy. But
aren't
so,
we all?
Yes, aren't we all? So it's really I do step outside of my zone actually when I reach out to these people, and I reach out to a lot of industry professionals. But sometimes you know people where you know they got this chip on their shoulder, and they won't let you in, no matter what it is. I want to say thank God that you're not that way. You got a very humble spirit. It comes across the air. Everybody know it. And honestly, they have no idea because they're probably not in our market, but they have no idea what a big name you are down here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I also want to share with you all, if you haven't, read Jay-Z's Decoded. I read it while I was in New York last week. It's magnificent.
It's called Decoded.
Decoded. It was his first, the first book. I think he has another one now. But the first book, it's called Decoded. And it's magnificent. He really tells one of the things, and it's early in the book, that he talks about. You know, when you said you're bashful, it made me think about that. Because he said that, you know, the first time he saw a cipher, you know, he didn't know what it was. It was just a bunch of guys in the street, you know, rapping on each other. And when he was just drawn to it, he didn't know why, but for some reason he just was drawn to it. And he was like, in his mind, he said, I could do that. I would be good at that. And he would just write these rhymes just constantly, you know, and then and he would, you know, play a beat, you know, on anything. But he hadn't recorded himself. And the first time he actually recorded it and listened to back to himself is when he gained, he was like, the power of his own voice gave him the confidence to pursue his dreams. It was like once he actually heard himself say it back, that's where the power came from. And I just, I mean, I, you know, I so resonated with that when I heard it because it does, and I'm sure that you, Poet, will resonate with that as well. Because, you know, like you said, you're bashful, but when you come out of it and you get that, there's just a feeling that you get that you're doing, you know, or you're on purpose. You know, you're doing something that you're supposed to be doing. You know, you may not be everything, but it's something.
You're absolutely
that, you know,
right. This is, I'm
going
to tell
you.
I can tell you, Jill, I wanted to be that rapper. I started off when Will Smith and them and Tupac them started off back in the days when Rapid Delight actually flipped up to what's called. That's when I started rapping. But then I did get some radio airplay. Actually, Power 96 played me, and 99 Jam played once or twice on that show. But but I realized that the how tough getting into radio was. And then a couple years ago, 4 years ago, I got laid off. And I said, you know what? I don't never want to get laid off again. I never really want to work with nobody.
Oh, yeah.
And I started this program. And I let other people run it at first until I was thrown out the nest after a while, and I had to just open up my mouth and start doing it. I actually went to school for it, and I sucked at it in school. I don't know if I suck at it now, but I can tell you this.
No, you don't. You sound really good. You are really producing a quality product. So it's
wow.
that you are the epitome of that saying, bloom where you're planted. And you, because you said to me, you know, I want to run this like it's a legitimate radio station. And it is. The fact that you created it makes it legitimate. And that's exactly how you lead yourself to success. That you run it just like you would be running Hot 105. So that's awesome. I applaud you for that.
Jill, I want to say this. This is Raw Dog. That was beautiful. But now I got to live with it for a week without you. And so you're going to be floating around now and going, oh, did you hear that? You know, I've always told him he's dynamic, that he's a true individual. And it was okay. But now that you've told it to him, oh, my goodness. I realize that now he is going to be even more poetic. But God bless
That's
him, because
awesome.
Somebody needs to pat him on the back and tell him he's okay, other than me. So thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
I'm praying, Jill,
yeah,
that we'll stay in touch and keep growing from
yes,
here.
Yes, sir. Well, you got all my digits, so, you know, if you need me, call me.
I will.
All right, you guys have a great night.
You
thank you so much.
God bless
all right.
you.
All right.
God all right, bless have you. A good one.
You too. Take it easy. All right, guys. If you guys want, you can upload your music today at www.hiphopnational.com. Definitely keep it locked and loaded right here on Hip Hop National. This is where you get the real 411 of the industry. So that's how we do it. Keep it locked, loaded right here. And I'm gonna, before we go to break, Rada, I do want to go to Ben. I'm gonna say Eric Bendross. Number Eric, what's actually coming down here, South Florida, that we'll be impacted by?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell us about this play.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me tell you about it. This is Battered But Not Broken. It's a national touring production and stage play written by playwright Cynthia Wilson. And it's been – actually, she took it on the road about 2 years ago. So it's already been a huge success. It's,
and who are some of the celebs in it that we're familiar with?
Ann Nesby is definitely, you know, on for the – has been on for the long haul. These upcoming select dates, we're having Jamie Foxx, also Ron Isley and R. Kelly. So it's definitely going to be a great thing. We're, like I say, coming to Miami November 8th and 9th. This is a Milky Way Productions production and stage play. So definitely want to get the awareness out, domestic violence awareness and prevention. That's what we're really pushing for.
All right, Eric. Thank you. Thank you for coming through. Definitely stay on. I want to talk to you behind the scenes. Dr. AT, please take it away. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hand the flyers out. Let the people see I'm back in the house.
This is Dr. AT.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
This is Dr. AT.
With
Hip Hop National Radio.
In the mix with Dr. AT.
You know what this about? Spread the word, you heard? Why hate every time I paint picture? I change minds with the rhymes I'm giving.
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy popping.
This is Dr. AT. Express yourself.
Put the posters up and the flyers out. Let the people see I'm back in the house to make noise.
This is Dr. AT.
Spread the word, you heard?
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poe, right here in the studio.
Turn the music up, you wanna feel the pain? Show love, my fam's in the house, everybody looking plush.
www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard.
Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995.
And the next song is going to be by Dungeon Jones and Boxman, hashtag player.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now that wanna hug me. Five on the west coast, six on the east coast, 20 plus seven whenever they wanna love me. Each one of them wish they had all me, but they know they can't, so they call me hashtag player, hashtag player.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history. Kill it. Tell them about me. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the jack. Bob, Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? There's no motion around here, I think it's best I leave out. When I stayed on my ground, I'm on the sunny South Dallas where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the A. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact to the South Side, yeah. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. My southern house is cow, with tea. Plus, they can hear it in my speech. Heard a brother feel right. history. People often ask what reason I like best. Some at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place up the moon, the man at the sea. Whether here on the track, low, so poetically. I could tell more, but I'll leave it as a D. When you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Help you to get to know a little more about me. Help you to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like.
Next song I deck, Gonna Get Down.
Right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Next on deck is Stitches, Cross the Finish Line.
Too hard to get here. I don't work too hard. No, I won't let you just take away my
listen to that heartbeat. See the finish line is there. All you gotta do is breathe. Consider this your graduation day. Proceed. Watch me.
From the bottom, we rise. This is for my underdogs. Don't give up. I know you feel like you can must give up sometimes. Just cross that finish line.
From the bottom, we rise. This is for my underdogs. Don't give up. I know you feel like you can must give up sometimes. Just cross that finish line. No matter the weather, no matter the reason. Cause if I didn't, my mind would be clouded. Some doubt that I've seen in their face, but it was my motivation. Had to learn to hold my tongue and never to be that gentleman. I've grown so grim, my life was terminated. The parents like my vision almost got blurred when I almost saw those cane brows. Now I'm on that vision, frantic music, call it banana vision. You can hang on the leg, all I need is God's dream.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Yeah.
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 Come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the stars, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked. Daily,
yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans,
yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah, say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip,
yeah.
My Lord is a master,
yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic,
yeah.
Words of wisdom,
yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind,
yeah.
Behind to bless through stress,
yeah.
With this prophecy,
yeah.
I prophesy,
yeah.
Ignorance is kind,
yeah.
Inviting us with a smile,
yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward,
yeah.
Turn, then unwind,
yeah.
2 steps,
yeah.
With each breath I breathe,
yeah.
Together we will achieve,
yeah.
Feel strong about this belief,
yeah.
I believe in equality, yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah,
yeah.
We all human beings howling,
yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night, a beast,
yeah.
Playing this out, matching the pieces, transforming my reality,
yeah.
Enabling the growth of a supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10,
yeah.
Make sure the thief of time,
yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control, your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
These blessings, I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Cause together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire, I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Next on deck is A.Y. Lee My Way, a Bionic production.
AY, what up, baby? You got my back on this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just go run through this thing. Come on.
I've got that fire, my one desire.
Then others hang on to every word like they the Messiah. There is none higher, but on the
back before I snap and your whole system collapse. Cause in order to rebuild, I must first sit down. And my sound is so profound, I could be world renowned. But I'm being suppressed like a muzzle on a barrel of a robbery and bordel. But still I pray, and this is still a say. I got next while they continue to play. And I continue to return day after day. But the results are still the same. What am I to do? I build my own court, I make my own rules. Who's the game how I see fit, I will not lose.
That fire, my one desire to take you higher, but I'll do it my way.
It's finger snap this, hip hop says that. It was rock star status, not techno rap. But I've been doing that as my resume has shown. Am I better off alone? Is a solid homegrown influence on me? Very limited, but for you it's like you that freshman kid with no ends and no friends that did whatever it took to try to fit in, but never did. You're losing a long one cause you think it's a friend passing by them pennies and forget dollars are made from cents. You're telling business bits so you can't see. You're about to drive into the abyss of mediocrity. It's that you fall back, you better smarten up cause all brown nose and get you two girls in one cup. And that's not what's up. I'm so far ahead the Joneses can't catch up. I'm what?
That fire, my one desire is to take you higher, but I'll do it my way.
Concepts I've pitched were nicks then ditched. 2 years later, same ideas made a rocket hit. So I've heard it's not who does it first, but who does it bigger. Just like women, it's not who's cuter, but who's got the better figure. Go figure, all the rigmarole and hoof jumping means nothing if these cats keep lunching. So as long as you keep pine hopping, you'll never be chart-topping. Tell me why. A few years back, mad caps was walking around with an East Coast swag. And now they got a Southern drawl, throwing auto-tune on all their songs. And tell me why. You don't want to pay for the beats that'll change the game and make their style concrete. With current, it's past. Me, I pass. Enhance and advance while you trying to make a new dance.
That fire, my one desire.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
To any urban music.